Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I certainly hope to bring this back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Greg Kazera, author of Just the Fracks, Ma'am, also Learned Leadership. Greg, I need your website, please.
Yeah, gregkazera.com. Pretty easy. G-R-E-G-K-O-Z-E-R-A.
So check it out. You'll be glad you did. Greg, one of the things that's going on right now that I think could really have a big impact on the economy, and there's no reason why the economy with the technology we have today, the tighten up the supply chains, and with the way we make a living, the way we sell more intangible things, intangible stuff. We make a living, meaning more and more people do these days, which are not supply chain driven. There's no reason why with some trade agreements and getting our oil, our energy sources more regular, not regularly, but more available to the right people, there's no reason why we can't have a multi-decade expansion of the global economy. What do you think?
This is what we're talking about, Jim, is a generational opportunity. The fact that we've got abundant resources in, like you said, in West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Shelf Crescent, we got the resources underneath where they're building these plants, and the customers are here. 70% of people that use those products to make them are here, and then the people that buy them are here. So this is that one. This is the way it was in the 1800s. We had post World War II. It's happening for the third time, and this is a huge opportunity. And the Asians, Europeans, see our energy, and they need our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're figuring out is it's better to come here, use our energy, and make stuff, and then ship
right.
the stuff.
Right. And here's something that I think is very interesting, and I didn't know this would happen. I was concerned about it. We've never used more artificial intelligence or robots than we're using right now. And we still can't find enough human beings to do the job. So,
yes,
what does that tell
right.
you about how technology is going to ruin jobs? Now, there's still a lot of people wringing their hands over the increased leveraging of artificial intelligence. And I'm not gonna tell them that they're wrong, because we still haven't seen the full impact of highly productive artificial intelligence. But still. We put out a lot of economy for 330 million people, right? I mean, think about that. Look at what our GDP per capita is compared to the rest of the world.
Oh, it would be it's mind-boggling. And what we need is young people into the we need the 4-year degrees, but we really need a lot more people in these 2-year technical
right.
degrees that can run this stuff, that can fix this stuff. I mean, there's every student we have in this country needs post high school training. And they need technical training. They need to be able to be ready for this economy that's already happening.
Absolutely. No, there's no question about it. So back to your point about this availability of petroleum, folks. The natural gas explosion, pardon the term, maybe that's an unfortunate term, the natural gas development in the United States is really taking the world by surprise in a way, and some of our enemies, some of the people who would like to see us not do well, it's our best weapon against them, isn't it?
It really is, and when you stop and think about it, is we had $120 oil. That's what the millennials don't remember. That $120
right.
oil was $4 and some cent gasoline. We're now at $60 oil. So
and
the only reason we're at 60 is because of United States. It's
that's
our
right.
oil supply that screwed
yep.
up the world and drove the price down. And we're benefiting as consumers, we benefit, but we're also starting to now benefit from the jobs, because we
mm-hmm.
have, and from a, think about it, from a security standpoint, if I build a plant here using energy that's literally under my plant here, I don't have to worry about when someone attacks an oil in the, in the Middle East.
What,
that's the game plan. Gesture.
What is going to happen with Saudi and Saudi Arabia and Russia agreeing to lower their production? Is that going to have an impact on crude, you think?
Oh, it surely will, because the crude, that the pricing is so sensitive. I mean, you add a few barrels a day in or take a few barrels a day out, it can be dramatic.
Mm.
So, you know, if they're going to lower production, it'll raise it slowly. But the thing is, what they can't figure out, what they don't grasp, is capitalism. Because
Right. You
drive the oil price up to $80 a barrel, what happens in this country?
We flip a switch.
People start drilling wells. And when they drill wells, they produce oil. And they
Right. Produce
oil, they drive the price
down. But we also flip a switch from oil or diesel over to natural gas, or like we did.
Right.
Plants did, you know, petroleum versus electricity. So quickly, what do you think is the natural gas reserves of the United States?
Oh my gosh, it is phenomenal. I mean,
how long?
We're talking the conference I've been to. They say 100 years, and I've heard 500 years. But we went from energy crisis to energy. We're the leading natural gas producer in the world, and we did that in less than 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what they can't figure is with the technology we have. We have more gas than you. We're probably talking about 1,000 years of gas.
Well, if you discount that by 90%, that's still 100 years. That's beyond what I'm gonna have to worry about. Hey, Greg, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time, Greg Kazera. Ladies and gentlemen, quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.